Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And .com.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
All right, it's time for the odd news. And the
Hello.
Odd news is happening right now. And there's Josh. Hi, Josh.
How are we doing today,
great.
Gang?
I'm excited for the odd news.
Yes. One of my favorite kind of things you see pop up around this time of year is the baseball players are bored during a game.
You want to do the bubblegum thing?
Yeah, the bubblegum thing. The Yankees got bored last night. They might be bored just because this game's too easy for them. They're 55-20.
Yeah.
Several New York Yankees had a little too much time on their hands during the game last night because they made a contest out of throwing dozens of pieces of chewing gum onto the field. The sophomoric game all went down in the early innings of the Yankees game with the A's. That might have also been part of the problem. The A's, not very good this year.
Not great. Even though they just split with the... Yeah, never mind.
The players picked out a landmark on the field. This was Nestor Cortez, Jordan Montgomery, and Matt Carpenter, new to the organization, famously Matt Carpenter. They hit the corner of the dugout to begin the weird event, then picked out a landmark. It appeared to be a sprinkler head. They popped a few pieces in their mouth, spit them out, and then got to throwing. The side game lasted for about three innings, and it went on for so long, both the game's home and away broadcasts caught it on camera.
Yeah. Did you? I have the clip. On Best Thing I Saw in Baseball.
Oh.
So the clip from the Yankees broadcast from the Yes Network.
I stole your best thing in baseball.
No, it's fine because we probably weren't going to get to it anyway. So
yeah, we had so many guests lined up.
So many things to do today. Go ahead, play it.
Okay. Here we go. Da-da-da-da.
Big out just of this fourth inning.
Wow, that is kind of gross.
If you don't know what the bubblegum game is, Michael, what they do is use this to pitchers as you see them down there playing this gross game. It's like golf. It's like frisbee golf. They find a little marker on the field, and then they toss the gum and almost as if they're playing frisbee golf. So.
And that's all chewed gum.
It's all chewed gum.
I mean, I'm sure Danny Cunningham, the groundskeeper, loves it.
I'm sure Danny will be excited to put somebody else on that job.
I don't know why. I don't know. I understand it's sort of like, I guess, disrespectful to the grounds crew. Like, that could be a complaint. Like, we're throwing chewed up bubble gum on the field just for the sake of your entertainment. Okay. That's a complaint. But does it surprise you at all that baseball players are doing this? Like sort of fake outrage to it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like the TMZ story that you were reading from, NY Yankees throw chewed gum on field, gross dugout game. And that was the tweet headline too. They were like asking, it's weird. That was Cameron Maben, by the way, talking in the on the Yankees broadcast.
Yeah, I mean,
Michael K said it's gross.
They're going to have to clean up anyway. Like, I get that it is disrespectful to give them extra work to do, but
have we ever? I mean,
it's not
we've been to a baseball game, right? We've seen what baseball players do that aren't playing in the baseball game.
It's not like Aaron Boone's walking up and down the dugout at the end of a game going, "All right, guys, pick those Gatorade cups up. Let's go."
Like, spoiler alert, and you know, this is not any way to teach baseball or anything like that, but spoiler alert, when you get to the professional levels of baseball and even in some college ranks, if you're not playing in the game, you're probably not paying attention to the game at all. Like, at all. You know what those six guys are doing in the bullpen? Nothing. They're not doing anything. They're talking about the girls that they see in the crowd. Like, they're not paying attention to the game.
Hey, Clubby, go get me that phone number.
Right. Exactly. I'm not going to give that kid a ball. He's wearing a stupid shirt. I don't like him.
No mullets. We're not signing autographs for anyone with mullets today.
That was part
guys.
Of my reasoning for walking out to the bullpen in one of those games when I was at the College World Series. I was like, I'm going to go walk down here and see what these guys are up to before the game. They're stretching out with all their weird medicine balls and weighted balls. Pitchers are weird. And they have to find ways to entertain themselves during a baseball game. And Nestor Cortez, as we have found in his, you know, emergence here, he's sort of an odd guy. He's a funny guy.
Should we put that on the poll? Are you pro or con?
Pro or anti baseball players goofing off during the game? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that could be a poll question. I'm pro.
All right, we'll put it up on the poll at Happer
Show.
Set
a bad example. All right.
Got to be all about the team.
Next.
Another sports story, because, you know, we stick to sports around here. Coors Light adding stadium ice shavings to Colorado Avalanche Stanley Cup beers.
Okay.
Big Avs guy. So listen up.
I'm not going to pay extra for Avs ice.
After 21 years, the Avs have reclaimed the Stanley Cup, making this the third the Avalanche have brought back to Denver. They dethroned the Lightning over the weekend?
Parade tomorrow, I believe.
Yes. No better way to celebrate than cracking open a can where the mountains are blue, like a Coors Light.
So is it a collectible can, at least?
Yes, I've seen the can. I believe it's got the Avs logo.
Okay,
it
that's
says
good.
Champions Ice on it.
I would buy the can. I would buy the can just for the can.
Coors Light has announced they are releasing a limited edition Stanley Cup beer. The beer will feature real ice shavings of the championship ice. So you're going to get all that blood, that sweat, spit.
From Tampa.
Yeah.
They clinched it in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Is this Tampa ice or just like, hey, this is from game 4?
Seems like it's not either of them, honestly.
Starting this Thursday.
Also, how would you tell? Like, doesn't the ice melt? Does it water down the beer?
Yeah, it's just going to water down your beer, right? But these bad boys will be in select liquor stores in the Denver area on Thursday.
Cool. I'd buy a case and keep a couple cans.
Yeah, if I was an Avs fan, this would be something that I'd certainly be into.
I wouldn't care about the ice, but I'd like a championship can.
Amazing Daniel, always here to trump us when we're wrong.
Huh.
He has sent us a video of Shohei Ohtani picking up trash.
Well, there's a whole compilation of this?
A whole minute-long compilation of Shohei Ohtani cleaning up the grounds of
a
baseball
field. He's so respectful. I love him.
His interpreter got suspended.
Did you see the ISO shot on Ohtani during the fight?
Yes, he did not want the smoke, as they say.
He just like walked up, back hugged some guy, pulled him out, and that was it.
All right, I know I got to be in here. I can't sit in the dugout for this. I got to be out here, so here I am. Hey, you get out of here, you guy.
I love Ohtani.
Yeah. This guy's so good for the game.
He's a nice guy. It happened, by the way, again last night, the tweet. Shohei Ohtani did something that hasn't been done since Tungsten Arm McGee. And Mike Trout hit 2 home runs, but the Angels lost to the whoever, 10-2.
Since baseball was broadcast in sepia tone.
Yep. You've seen that tweet, right?
No.
Oh, no. I'll read it to you.
Yes, please do. Not seen the specific tweet, but yes, the joke is that
every time I see an Angels highlight, it's like Mike Trout hit 3 home runs and raised his average to .528, while Shohei Ohtani did something that hasn't been done since Tungsten Arm O'Doyle of the 1921 Akron Groomsmen as the Tigers defeated the Angels 8-3.
It's true.
So last night, Mike Trout homered, Ohtani went 3-for-3 with a home run and 2 doubles and a walk, and the Angels lost 10-4.
They have 2 unicorns and are bad.
That's embarrassing. They're still bad. There was a moment where I was like, they might be good.
They might be good this year. Bad. This might be the year.
They're bad.
They got Noah Syndergaard.
Doesn't make any sense.
How could they be bad? I don't know. Final story. Seattle's where we go to for this one.
Let's go to Seattle.
A man was arrested Monday after attempting to shoplift 11 cases of beer from the Safeway, said the Seattle Police Department. This was at about 9:30 a.m. on June 27th. Officers responded to the report of a man walking into a Safeway with his own cart. Are you going to call the police if somebody takes their... It is a red flag. But I'm not taking out my phone and calling the police.
It's a red flag. It's not an immediate police call, but it's a red flag. Guy walks in with his own cart. He brings his own cart to the grocery store.
According to the report, the man loaded 11 cases of beer onto his cart and attempted to leave the store. A security guard confronted the man, but the man told the guard if he didn't get by, the guard would be pepper sprayed.
Oh.
Always good to threaten the security guards at your local grocery store. The security guard backed off and allowed the man to leave the store without paying for the beer.
Wow.
When the officers arrived, and this is the part that gets it onto the odd news.
He took all his clothes off.
No.
Oh, damn.
They found the man across the street waiting to get onto a bus. The bus was his getaway vehicle for his shopping cart with 11 cases of beer in it.
Maybe use something a little bit more, I don't know.
It'll be quicker.
Yeah, specific to you.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm trying to get away. I'm trying to get away with this bus. It's 2 minutes late.
Unreliable public transportation.
Yeah, that's a lot of faith in the old public transportation. Yeah. Bring your own cart to a grocery store.
Are you calling the police for that?
Man, I always appreciate a grocery store that has the... The last time I used a cart at the grocery store, I was at Target.
Okay.
And when you get a cart that is smooth, it's got no wheel problems.
Oh yeah.
It just rolls right along. Doesn't have any hitches or anything like that. Doesn't stop randomly at times. Doesn't bounce around. Doesn't go... You know, and those carts aren't like, they're not the wire, the metal carts. They're like the plastic.
Plastic frame.
Smooth. That is a great feeling. And the floor is smooth too.
Mm-hmm. You get no resistance either.
I think it happens probably about once a year to me. I get a really, really good cart. All the other carts are bad.
All the other carts are bad?
Yeah. That's why I take great pleasure in it when I get a good cart. That's the odd news.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you all.
The tweet bag is coming up next. Get in your tweets at Happer Show. You could also text into the show at 402-951-1620. You can email Connor at 1620thezone.com or Josh O at 1620thezone.com. We'll come back with the tweet bag on a Wednesday next on 1620 The Zone.